We are here with Sarah Days, who has consented to give voice to Callie in the historical novel Swift Currents. Particularly happy to have Sarah Days to share and to give her voice to that role, because her aunt, Oshalami Lamoke, helped me to produce the Gullah dialogue that you hear in the book Swift Currents. Without that kind of assistance, the book could not have been written. And now to have a chance for Osha's niece, Sarah Days, to bring her expertise, and she is a professional in the field of historical interpretation, having just left McLeod Plantation in Charleston as a cultural history interpreter. So I'm very happy to be here with Sarah and to hear from her lines from my book, but more importantly, to hear from her about herself and her interest in historical interpretation. What about that, Sarah?
Well, I'm very happy to be here as well. I'm extremely honored to be a part of this project, and then to be a part of this project in this place is just really important and significant for me. So I feel very connected to my family in this way. So thank you very much for this opportunity. I got into interpretation only in 2015. So I was not even familiar with the field before I'm applying for this position, because McLeod Plantation was opening up. And during training, I got the position. I guess my interview was really cool. And I got the position, and we trained for about a week. We had interpretive training. And that is when I began to understand what interpretation was, obviously conveying anything to an audience, making them able to understand that when you figure interpretation out, you can interpret anything, which is really important when you think about people teaching any subject. If you can't interpret it and break it down and make it clear to the people you're talking to, especially when it comes to history, you're really doing a disservice. So I've appreciated this opportunity to learn. The point of McLeod Plantation Historic Site was to interpret the transition to freedom from slavery and beyond. This is from 1851 to 1990. So that is how long that plantation was occupied by the McLeod family, three generations. But the trick is, we were talking about all of that stuff from the African-American perspective. So I got to talk about slavery and the origins of Gullah Geechee culture and Reconstruction and the Civil Rights Movement and how all of those things impacted African-Americans, Gullah Geechee people, and present-day Charleston. And that just filled me with even more passion to learn everything I can so I can share with others, because so much of what we see today is about Swift Currents. It's about the content in that book. It's about the history. It's about this period of time. When you walk around, you know, read the newspaper and act like you don't know what's going on, we don't understand that the country was founded in the way that it was, and that presently the country is operating the way it was intended to operate. We would know that if we knew history. So I think Swift Currents is a great way to convey that and more.
Thank you. That was lovely to get not only a good accounting of your interest in historical interpretation, but a nice little advertisement for Swift Currents as well. So thank you for that. If you'd like to share a little more about your passion for those issues, feel free, because I know they burn pretty deep. I've heard you talk before about some of the things that worry you, and also some of the happiness that comes from the solutions that you see when you see them. Want to share a little bit about the passion of civil rights and civil war and race in America?
Absolutely. So I am sixth generation Gullah Geechee from Beaufort, South Carolina. My father was born and raised in St. Helena Island, Cedar Grove. And I have to say that probably my sophomore year of college, when I was returning to Charleston from Beaufort, riding in the car with my father, and something clicked, and I turned to him and said, "Oh my God, Dad, if you're Gullah, that means I'm Gullah too." So I had to be like 19 or 20 at this time. And also my parents starred on a television show called Gullah Island, but that still had never clicked to me that I was also of this community and culture. So it was pretty significant and special for me. This was around the time that I declared my African American studies minor. And I just became aware of all the things that we were not taught. And I didn't know at that point how intentional it was. I was just very clear and really disappointed and angry to learn all these things that we weren't taught. And these were elective courses. So you could opt out of this information and, you know, wander around Charleston not knowing why things are the way they are. So I gained a lot of passion at that time. I got a minor in African American studies and a major in communication. So I'm very passionate about writing as well as talking, as you can see. My major desire is to empower African-American women and children. I feel like when you empower women and children, you empower the entire community. And there are so many lessons that can be learned from history. I'm also interested in anthropology and sociology and just understanding why things are the way they are. I'm also very passionate about self-care and holistic wellness. Because when you are passionate about this type of work, this social justice work, you can burn out. You can feel like nobody understands. You just feel tired and despondent. And it's important to find consistent ways to care for yourself and to support others. So that's something I'm very passionate about as well. Also mental health, because depression and a lot of other mental illnesses are very real. I believe they're being discussed more in the African American community than traditionally, but we've certainly got a long way to go. So I want to combine all of those things to make the world a better place.
That's a lot of wisdom coming from one, if I may sound condescending, as an old person coming from one so young. But it's very impressive to hear, and I'm wondering what you think your career projection might be. What do you want to try and do with all of these concerns that you carry?
Mm-hmm. I would like to, one of my major goals is to make public historians out of everybody. Because I think that we are all gatekeepers and we are all grills, and these stories from this period of time and any time before today are relevant and they are owned by all of us. But I also want to empower people to amplify, celebrate, and understand their own personal stories, which are also significant to them, to the universe, and to the timeline of history. So that's what I ultimately want to do. What is that called? I don't know, but it is healing work that allows you to understand your own personal story and also be an ambassador of Africana history and studies. I don't think there should be any one group that knows and everybody else doesn't. So that's ultimately what I want to do. My mother and I once talked about creating like a storytelling corps. We're going to do a workshop where we train storytellers. So that's something I'm still interested in. Stories as a vehicle for healing.
Everybody has a story,
you know?
And in our country, we have such a diversity of stories.
Mm-hmm.
And we sometimes end up thinking of ourselves as quite different.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we share so many similar goals and ambitions, and for our family members especially. My hope from storytelling like what we're talking about today is that people will be better able to share those stories and understand people who are different than themselves from the stories they are open themselves up to hear. And so I hope your career blossoms, because there's more need for shared stories and understanding in our country than ever before, and certainly across the racial divide. So, Sarah Days, thank you for your talent and your heart and for bringing that to us today.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity. It was very special.